behind me, I see a class, beautiful faces. We have first chair musicians, mock trial winners, across the board sport champions, book enthusiasts, and what I really wish I would have done in my 4 years here, people who just like to relax.
We'll all be heading down different paths, and I often hear people saying things like, wow, I'm never gonna see you guys again. But really, I don't think that's true. We all have one thing in common, and that's where we come from. And I have this crazy feeling that a lot of us will be back. Once we realize that fresh fish, small town community, and beautiful scenery is something you don't get in many other places.
I'd like to not only thank my mother, but my grandparents, who allowed us to live with them during a really tough time in our life. I wouldn't be here without them. Thank you.
Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. Ever since my grandpa passed away, I have kept this quote on my wall next to my bed to serve as a reminder of my own purpose in life. We're all meant for great things, but I challenge you to think of your own personal future and what awaits you after this graduation.
I want all of you graduates to close your eyes for a few seconds for me. I want you to remember the most embarrassing moment in your life. Imagine that person in great detail. Really think about who you were, what you looked like, what you wore. You can open your eyes, but I want you to hold on to that image. When you come up on the stage in a few minutes, remember this. You are not just the cool, collected, confident 18-year-old that you seem today. You are a lot of things. You're the student who worked hard in our classrooms and drove us all crazy. You are the baby your parents were so excited to take home. You are the middle schooler who did something humiliating. And when you come up here to accept your diploma today, take a moment to accept that accomplishment on behalf of the former self you'd like to forget. Because that person is part of you, and they've come an awfully long way too. So from one awkward kid to another, allow me to be the first to congratulate you, the class of 2016.